Now, turning our attention to an issue to do with our health service, and we spoke to Pauline Fitzmaurice earlier on this week, talking about the issue of services not being available in Kerry University Hospital, but being available in Cork University Hospital. She was going for haematology. There's a haematologist in Kerry, and asking the question as to why the facilities weren't available. Well, with me in studio, I've got Lorraine Shevastova. Her daughter, Liliana, who's nearly 8 years of age, has a rare form of cancer, and she is in the same situation. Lorraine, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Tell me Liliana's story.
So Liliana was diagnosed with an alveolar rhabdomyosarcoma last year. It's a very rare form of cancer, very aggressive. It all began with a lump in her thumb, and we thought she'd injured it on a trampoline. So we took her to the hospital, and we'd had a couple of ultrasounds done over a number of weeks. Eventually, we were admitted the day before her birthday, which was a Thursday, to get an MRI done, and we were told that the MRI machine was broken. At that stage, the paediatrician felt, look, we'll ring Crumlin and see if they'll do a scan. And we said, fine. And they left us go home on the Friday, and we went home, and we celebrated her birthday on Saturday. And at about 10 to 1 on Sunday, we got a phone call, a 01 number, and my heart just stopped in my chest, and I knew it was Crumlin. And they asked, was I Lily's mom? And I said, yes. And the next sentence was, what's the fastest you can get to Dublin? We literally jumped into the car, kissed our four-year-old goodbye, kissed my mother goodbye, and spent a week in Crumlin, where Lily had very invasive tests, procedures, MRI, CT scans. Monday evening, they came into us and said it was very likely her daughter had cancer. And on Tuesday, it was confirmed. It was a whirlwind. It started, and it still hasn't stopped, you know.
Must have been a shocking turn of events for you to deal with.
It was horrific. I mean, nobody wants to hear the words, your daughter has cancer. I still believed that this tumour was benign. You know, they'd go in, they'd take it out, we'd be fine. Unfortunately, they said, you know, when a tumour appears, chances are there's cancer cells elsewhere in the body, so we had to do chemotherapy. On the Thursday, they did do a biopsy to confirm what she had, and then we got the news that Lily's one was quite aggressive. You know, as it was, I suppose, moving along, her central port went in her Hickman port. She'd bone marrow done. Thankfully, they were clear. They did a sentinel lymph node scan on her and discovered that the cancer had spread, unfortunately, under her arms, her arm. But it was microscopic, so they were removed. And then we started. It's Lily's treatment is off the back of a clinical trial. And no matter where in the world you go with this particular sarcoma, this is the treatment that's there. So you have to trust the process then, and you have to trust the team, because there's nowhere you can run with her, you know.
Yeah.
And I suppose we basically, on the 7th of July last year, we handed our child over to strangers in the medical field, professionals, and begged them to save her life. And thankfully today she's in remission. But it's been a struggle. It's been traumatic. There's so much more involved in cancer than what anyone knows. We hear an awful lot about adult cancer and, you know, the issues that are surrounding it. And even at the moment, the fundraising that's going on for it, the supports that are there are fantastic. Not enough, but still fantastic. But there is zero down here for us. Nothing at all. You know, child cancer is a taboo subject, and we're very much on our own. We don't have so much as a social worker. We have no counsellors. We don't have any play specialists for our children down here. We have a haematologist who can't make decisions. Because we are originally Crumlin patients, we're now in shared care in Cork and Kerry. So we're involved with three hospitals. So any decisions that need to be made, Kerry can't call it, Cork can call it, Crumlin can. But trying to get through to Crumlin is impossible some days. The reach is just too far for us.
Yeah. You said, Lorraine, that child cancer is a taboo subject. Is that because people are so afraid of it? They don't want to talk about it, you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are certain things around children that people prefer not to talk to about. I suppose they feel like by asking you a question, they don't want to bring it up, or they don't want to upset you or anything. Whereas for me, asking the questions highlights an issue, a major issue down here, you know. I remember our first time going into Kerry, the nurses over, they are just fantastic. And I know it's cliche when you say it, but they're like a mother to Lily. To me, we've built up a fantastic relationship, you know, and they know her. But our care over and not their fault is so basic. I mean, it was shocking to me. We were getting dressings for her port in Dublin that they didn't have down here. There's these little wipes that they use to take off adhesive plasters. They didn't have them down here. It's like they don't even have the basics, you know, and they're trying their best to give the best care to our children, but their hands are tied, you know, and it's not fair on us. We've had days where we've walked into hospital to get our bloods done here because we have to have bloods done once a week, where there just hasn't been a room available for us, you know. And when you're looking at a child with cancer, they're different. They have no hair, they have no eyebrows, they have no eyelashes. They don't just look like any other sick child that looks unwell. These children are extremely unwell. And, you know, their esteem is affected, their confidence is affected. They don't want to be around other kids because there's a fear. And you're standing in a hallway with this child who is brittle enough and looking just for a room to get in and get a blood test done.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Not, you know, it's
and one of the big issues for you, Lorraine, is this travel to Cork. Mm-hmm. You used to do it once a week.
Correct. We rang the bell in St. John's Ward, which is the young college ward in Crumlin, after a very difficult year up there. But even when Lily rang the bell, all that really means is that you're not an inpatient anymore. Now, it's a ferocious milestone, don't get me wrong, but your fears are, you know, still intense and everything is still there. So actually at the beginning, we had to travel to Dublin for the beginning of our cycles of chemotherapy, which is now maintenance chemo. Luckily enough, Claude O'Ryan in the Mercy Hospital and her team have taken us on as shared care. So yeah, once a week we go to Cork where she'll get her vinorelbine infusion, and three times a week I have to administer chemotherapy at home as well. So it's grand, it's great. You know, Cork is much easier, like an hour and a half up the road as opposed to 4 hours up the road. You know, they're very efficient in Cork. We get back into the car and we're down home again. In Dublin, you could be waiting all day to get on for your 15-minute infusion and come home.
So you're thankful that it's Cork, but you live 10 minutes away
from Kerry.
From University Hospital. University Hospital Kerry.
Yeah. Look, it's got to a point where I now do her dressings on her Hickman port because it's less traumatic for her. You know, the goal at the moment is for me to learn how to take the bloods from her Hickman, which will also ease pressure. We're at an awful loss down here. Mm. If, you know, I've been saying it like, this comfort for chemo is brilliant. It's unfortunate that our own people have to raise funds for something that is so significant in our country.
Yeah.
You know, and is a major issue for everybody. But again, we're fundraising. But paediatrics are not included in that. Teenagers are not included in that. We're not included in that.
Yeah, haematology services as well, as we talked to Pauline about, not included. So
no.
the people have to travel. Can you, and we've contacted the South Southwest Hospital Group, and of course, Lorraine, this is all being made worse by the fuel costs, which are crippling at the moment as well. But we've no response as to yet to our call from South Southwest Hospital Group on the question being asked as to why the facilities aren't available. But I know from talking about this before, Cork University Hospital, it was designated a centre of excellence for us for cancer services for our region. The argument is, and I don't know if this still stands, but the argument would be that the best way to deliver services to the people of a wider region is to have one centre located in that region, that you can't have effectively a hospital for everything on everybody's doorstep. That for a better delivery of services, you put them in one place where the doctors and the nurses are more experienced, they get more experience at dealing with these, they're better at delivering the services, and that's why they do it. What's your response to that argument, that it just has to be done this way?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Dublin is not Ireland. You know, it's the capital and it has great resources up there. You know, if we can get shared care in Cork, that's all well and good as well. Cork is not the centre of excellence for children. It's a centre of excellence, yes, they say, for cancer, but that's an umbrella cover. You know, even in Cork, we're in a tiny little ward at the back of another ward. We're hidden away from everybody. Kerry's, you know, it takes care of the whole of Kerry. You know, so, I mean, we're very big down here too, and we need our own oncology area. We have huge surrounding areas. You know, like, why not us? Why do we have to travel for this? You know, that would be my question. Look, there are days where I feel we're so exhausted and we're only looking for the very basic, which is terrible that we're only looking for basic care and we still can't get it. It's not good enough that one place is the centre of excellence. It doesn't work, because in that one place, there's still only four oncologists above inside in St. John's ward. Four. You know, yes, there's haematologists there. Yes, the nurses are qualified. But in Kerry General Hospital, where we are in Cashel ward, there's an awful lot of nurses that came out of St. John's ward, which have this experience, you know, and we're very blessed that they do, because you can see the difference, you know, they're qualified to do this. So we do have people down here that can do it. All we need is a room. We're not asking for the structure for huge chemotherapy to be given in to our children. We're not even looking really for an oncologist to be down here. What we're looking for is a team of professionals that we can walk in here once a week, get our children's blood taken, get our dressings done, have their maintenance chemo, let them live their lives where they can go home and pop back into school as soon as they come out of hospital, go out on the road and play with the children, live their childhood, not get into a bloody care with their parents for 4 hours up, wait 5 hours in a hospital, another 4 hours home where they're so sick and they're so tired, and all you're doing then is medicating them again. What's the point of that?
How
difficult is it to give us one room with a nurse, with continuity, with the proper dressings? You know, it's not difficult.
Breed O'Shea's got in touch with us this morning. She's going through the same journey with her daughter, a similar journey, I should say, saying Lorraine is spot on, going through exactly the same thing at the moment, travelling to Cork for bloods, when a nurse in Kenmare could do it and save all the travel. Parents should not have to train up to take bloods.
Correct, but unfortunately that's the position we're in. Look, I'm happy to do this. You know, my goal is to make it so easy for Lily and our family, because sometimes, look, we're between three hospitals and it's just too much. And between three hospitals, it's dreadful that we're not getting the care that we could get in one area.
You fall between the stools in terms of it.
And if we can't be an advocate for our own children who are, look, doctors differ and patients die. That's the reality of it. You know, so you can't drop the ball, especially when it comes to our children.
Yeah.
You know, there is a plight and a fight and we have to do it.
Yeah, well, Lorraine, look, I know we want to wish Liliana very well. I know she had her communion recently and you're looking forward to being able to go on holiday, which is great.
Mm-hmm. We are. We're having our first holiday now next week, please God. Again, another issue is that we need letters for the airport and we need, you know, to state the amount that we're taking from chemotherapy to morphine to everything else. It took 13 phone calls and 4 emails in one day to Crumlin to get this letter, because nobody in Cork could sign it and nobody in Kerry could sign it. It's a letter.
Yeah. Tells its own story.
It tells its own story.
Lorraine, thanks for talking to us in the programme. Wish you the very best and thanks for highlighting that on Kerry today.
Thank you very much, Sherry.